He's a dustman.
We've been talking rubbish at a healthy discussion at Maitland Council meeting earlier this week about whether or not the red bin, your general waste collection, should move to fortnightly rather than weekly. We were talking about this earlier. This was part of the reaction we had from you, our listeners.
So people with nappies or elderly that wear panties, it's not good enough. You know, the bin's overflowing, you get maggots in it, and it's disgusting.
Now, that's Annie calling from Argentine. That's Lake Macquarie, where they have changed the red bin collection to fortnightly. Independent councillor with Maitland, Philip Penfold, was one of those that voted against this move. And Philip joins us now. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Now, you oppose this move to the fortnightly red bin collection. Why did you, Philip?
Well, Richard, I think it's clear that the view of the people is known, and your callers have articulated that, nappies in particular. But just the capacity of the bins, many people struggle just to fit what they need to in their bin as it is. Clearly, the will of the people is to leave it as it is, and yeah, it wasn't something I could support.
But, Philip, why do they have to wait until 2024 until they'll see the change?
The council offices, the council has committed to an organic waste collection. It would result in the green waste bin being collected weekly. And the suggestion is at that time, once that contract kicks in that we already have entered into, that the capacity of the red bin, or the volume in the red bin, will be lesser. And so they're proposing to align the change in date with the introduction of that organics waste collection.
Right, that's a long way off. A number of councils have already moved Lake Macquarie, and there were initial objections, but everybody seems okay with it now. Surely it's just a matter of educating people that a lot of the stuff they put in the red bin shouldn't be there. It can go in other bins. Surely it's just a matter of educating people. It doesn't take necessarily 2 or 3 years to do that.
Look, it's a difficult proposition. Every household's very, very different. One of the things that bothered me about this was the lack of consultation. The councillors were asked to make a determination on the spot. There was no consultation with the community, and the suggestion was from the mayor and others that the education process would happen after we make this determination, and it makes it a very hard sort of thing to wind back. I don't think it's appropriate. The community need to be heard. I think in the last overnight, the reaction online has been significant. I think it's very clear the will of the people when it comes to these matters. And families with nappies is but a small portion of people that are concerned.
Do you think, though, Philip, this could encourage maybe more illegal dumping?
Well, bulk waste collection is something I've advocated for also that wasn't supported by the same councillors. So, look, it's a rich tapestry. I don't think it necessarily makes it worse. Illegal dumping is already a problem. But, you know, we need a consultation with the community. We need to understand what they want. And I think the views are very clear. And to be asked last night to make that determination and for that to be supported by the mayor and her colleagues, I think was inappropriate. I think the status quo should remain. And I think the people have been heard.
Would there be a cost saving to ratepayers once you do move to the fortnightly red bin collection?
The suggestion is that there may be as far as the domestic waste charge, but we need to keep in mind that there would be an additional collection per fortnight of the green waste bin and the suggestion of a reduction of a collection of the red waste bin. So I would think that the change would be minor, and obviously that applies just to ratepayers, but there's not much of a change, to be honest. The number of times a truck visits your house will barely change, so I think it's clear.
Philip, do you think maybe a possibility in the near future where all councils could have the same bin system in place right across the board?
Well, that's a possibility. I would hope that the state government, in their wisdom, would allow for the people of individual cities to be heard. I don't think people want to be dictated to. I think they want an option. I think they want council to provide the basic service. And look, what they used to say, roads, rates and rubbish. It comes to rubbish, and all of a sudden, they're getting half the service and paying the same price.
Right, okay.
So that's why I don't support it.
Yeah. All right, okay, thank you very much for that. But look, council were moving to do it, and then, as you said, after the event, educate people. But surely that's going to be the way. I mean, until people have to do it, they probably won't do it, Philip. Let's be realistic.
Look, I understand that. I understand your point, absolutely. Look, actions that have been taken in the past, the increase in the size of the yellow bin, the introduction of the green waste bin, people's hand has somewhat been forced, and it is helpful, and education is vital. I think with education we can continue to improve, but clearly people want that basic service. They want their bin collected every week, and that's the position I'm supporting.
All right. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Philip.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Philip Penfold, independent Maitland City Councillor. He mentioned the reaction on social media. Boy, oh boy. Here's one. This is from a Maitland resident after it was discussed at council. How disgusting. What an absolute joke to leave garbage sitting in a bin for 2 weeks is filth. We fill our bin weekly. Why the hell should this even be up for discussion when there are bigger things that should be spoken about? But rubbish is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I know another comment here. Don't forget the council elections are coming up in September. Vote Loretta Baker and those councillors out.
Interesting. You know, I go back to and I think about my...
But it's an issue that affects everyone, isn't it? That, rubbish, it
well,
is.
Well, it is an issue that affects everybody, but if we go back to the good old days, I remember my my grandparents always had a compost heap, all the food waste, they had it down the back of the garden, it was isolated, all the food waste and all the food scraps went on the compost heap.
Yeah, my parents
heap.
Do that. They do that before the green bin even came in,
yes. And they turn it every day, or he used to go out there and get the fork out and turn it. And look, it's still the case that, you know, while it's weekly, people will fill the bin. And a lot of people put stuff in that red bin that shouldn't be in the red bin.
Well, remember, I got done by the bin police.
Yeah.
I thought I remember in my recycling bin for putting foam or something in there. Yeah.
Look, any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. 49601143 is the number. You can email...
Yes, breakfastshow@2hd.com.au. And don't forget, we also have the Facebook page, 2HD Newcastle.